Joy Tactics.
This is an experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Eric is testing out the limits of
mixing Zen
for the first time in his life.
Whiskey.
What are you sipping on, Eric?
I'm sipping. It looks like way more than it is. You would see that and say that looks like hella whiskey. It's actually melted down ice. That's a lot of whiskey. Bro, you should have seen how much ice I put in that. I put an irresponsible amount of ice in there, and that's mostly hydration. But whiskey, 3 milligram cinnamon Zen, and some Egyptian musk to smell on for us later. Let's see the foreign Zen that you've brought into the house.
This is the cucumber lime. Straight from the European manufacturing facility.
Do we want to guess what language that is, or do we want to save some integrity?
Let's save those. I just need a
Dane product. Wow, Nikan pass.
I think it's Swedish. I'm just gonna say it's Swedish.
Bro. Yeah, I bet Swedish
for sure. Yeah, 100% Swedish.
Yeah, Swedish. It is Stockholm. She dresses these things.
Just as I suspected.
Imagine your life in Sweden, though. You've just gone to the grocery store.
And by the way, in this scenario, you cannot mention a milkmaiden at all.
I'm done mentioning them, man. I wrote out that whole script, and so now I got it out of my system. The first milkmaiden with 3 titties. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
that is a Twilight Zone episode of the modern era. The 3 nipple, the milkmaid.
Jesus, I gotta plug in this fucking computer.
But imagine this: you go to the corner market in Sweden, you pick these up, you go home to your girl. She's blonde, not very communicative, but you guys love each other. And you make some fish, right? I'm just trying to imagine a life. You're struggling with this.
Keep going. There we go. Keep going.
Would you ever... I just watched a video on a guy that moved to Sweden, and he seemed like a little bit happier, but not much happier.
Yeah.
Would you like to live over there? Could you imagine dropping everything and going right to Stockholm and starting in the improv scene there from scratch?
God, yeah. Being a ruthless fucking improv coach. Yeah. I could see that.
Dude, there's a guy that we know. Maybe you don't know him, but I've just kind of looked him up online, and it turns out he moved to Amsterdam. Comedy, and he's lived in Amsterdam.
You don't have to mention him, but was he from Chicago?
Yeah.
And
now he's doing like Chicago? No, he's doing like the European stand-up circuit.
The European stand-up circuit.
Yeah.
Damn, I wonder if we would translate.
Most certainly.
I don't know if European audiences can handle the American way of thinking, the American style of
observation. Ours is more than American too, because it's a special, we're sort of specialty, I would say, in a way. If they don't understand us, they will.
Right.
In eventually, about 10 years when eventually. It comes full circle for them. And yeah.
Man, what are we going to do? Yeah, we got to go on fucking tour.
We got to go
on tour internationally.
Mm-hmm.
No domestic touring, only international touring.
Myanmar.
Yeah.
China in May.
Yeah.
China and Poland in June. We got some hate because we, I guess, came from Poland on the last episode. And let me make something clear. I stand with Poland.
I think that was Jack. Jack
needs to chill. Jack needs to chill, man. And he needs to recommit himself to this podcast. It's becoming unacceptable.
It's just quite interesting. He's not here right now.
No, he's not.
No, he's definitely not. And now we are in person.
Right.
We're unshackled from the chains of fucking Zoom right now. And it feels amazing to just be with you, Eric.
It is funny, dude. How different it is in person.
It is. I never see you outside of Zoom, so this is just incredible to just you know,
to be in each other's presence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. But we did the gym the other morning. We hit that fucking hard.
Yeah, we
Tell them about the Norwegian style training that
What's up, Buffy?
You know what? She shit all over herself earlier.
Oh, really?
Ew. But she's all clean now.
Okay.
She tried a new food and.
God. You know what I've been thinking about is I'll get to the crazy training protocol, but cats have the worst fucking breath. I mean, all animals do have terrible breath.
Dude, animals. If you're listening to this and you're an animal, get it together, bro.
Get a fucking tic-tac.
Get yourself a greenie. For dogs, it's greenies.
That shit doesn't even help, though. I mean, you can't make an animal's breath smell good. It just smells terrible. But what I'm fascinated by...
I bet there's a dog... I bet some animals have it right, smelling right.
But with cats specifically, I'm always astounded by how good they smell. Like they're licking themselves. If I licked myself, mm-hmm. I would smell like fucking shit, dude. Like I would reek. It would be hell on earth.
Have you ever like sneezed and it smells like shit? That is the worst.
You know what? Actually, I think no, I don't think that's happening.
Your sneezes are smelling good as fuck.
They're not smelling good, but they're smelling like mucus, like as they should.
Right, healthy, healthy.
Yeah,
it smells probably because your sneezes are coming from up top. But I have the sneezes that I think go from the bottom of my throat all the way.
Your bowels are fucking.
Yeah, no, not quite bowels.
Oh yeah. So we did the. We went Huberman lab style.
Yeah,
at
we did.
The YMCA.
Yeah, we did.
And we did what's called the Norwegian 4x4 protocol. Mm-hmm. What is that? Well, let me fucking tell you. 4 minutes all out, as hard as you mm-hmm. fucking can go. 4 minutes
pedaling
straight.
For your life.
You are running for your fucking life. All
Do
right?
you think if you were forced to pedal at that speed that we were doing for 2 hours, you would die?
I don't think we were going that fast.
No, I really wasn't pushing. I was pushing as hard as I could in the moment. But not as hard as I could.
I'll say you didn't do like 2 of the 4. Like you.
No, man.
Well, I'll get.
No, okay, look, yeah, you yeah, see how sweaty right. I was. I was.
You were. You're like. Your shirt like changed to a different hue.
Yeah, it did from effort.
From sweat.
Yeah.
But that's just your. That's just how it goes. You know, you're a sweaty guy. But we went okay. So it's 4 minutes all out. And we're trying to get our HRV up, by the way.
Once and for all.
Okay. 3 minutes resting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we do 4 minutes on and three. You know what I thought was fun was 3 minutes. We were just chatting, mm-hmm. catching up. All right. Back to work.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting, man, when it showed how much we were caring about the 4x4 training was by that fourth round. We weren't even talking, dude.
Mm-mm.
We were focused, silent.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem for us.
David Goggins, I think, was yelling at someone who said that he's like, if you're talking on your runs with your buds, then why are you fucking running? You should be.
Well, David Goggins, he's learned about, that's what zone 2, I don't even want to get into the zones of cardio, but that's a very important form of cardio.
Right.
That where you're able to speak.
Well, you wrote about this on your Substack.
Yeah, yeah. Which doesn't have a lot of subscribers right now, but. You know, I'm just going to keep pushing.
Running in, and it's called Running in L.A.
All one word. Running in L.A.
Yeah. That was just off the dome what I could think of just immediately, but you give me 10 minutes in a writer's room with a whole staff of writers and a writer's assistant and a showrunner's assistant, we would knock that shit out the water with something even more creative.
We need to develop our fucking email list, dude.
Oh, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, you mean blasting out to the email?
Yeah, we need to be.
Yeah,
I have an email list on my website that I just like. I put it in my link tree, like just for no reason, just like just in case people want to.
Yeah,
never have utilized it ever, and sometimes I'll get like updates from Squarespace of like, here's your subscriber count, and it's always like once every 6 months, it's like 2 people signed up.
Yeah,
like
those are diehards though. Those are. You've converted real fans that aren't just, you know, bandwagon fans.
But, you know, I guess we do have on Patreon. We have all your emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but something amazing happened to me about a month ago where I was maybe I did mention this, but okay. I'm one of the most 20
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.